Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Wednesday the 29th of November. What's the news, Eva?
The news is Mick Jagger's dad's dead.
What about his dad's dog?
I'm not sure about his dad's dog, but certainly his dad's dead. And he was called Don. So Don, Mick Jagger's dead dad's dead.
I see.
All Jagger's exes turned up to the funeral, including his daughter. They all look the same.
Well, they don't, because Jerry Hall's got blonde hair.
But they've all got the same long face.
They have, actually, yeah.
Good on them. I suppose they all hope they're in the will.
Doubt it.
They all seem to get on. They had a high old time.
I would like to thank Martin Donnelly, aka Dog Boy. He's, for some reason, brutalised a copy of the Daily Mirror yesterday and left it on my desk so we can do Newsbox. Britney Spears is palling up with Paris Hilton, as I'm sure we all know now, it's all over the place, post-split. There's a picture of Britney, Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton all snuggled into the front of the car together, and there's a nice picture here of Paris Hilton touching Britney on the leg, on the bare leg, which I'm sure many people are having a wank about. I don't know though.
Well, what's the news there?
Well, those are really news.
Oh.
Just that they all went in the car together and Britney had a short skirt on. I think she might have flashed. Well, I don't know.
Did she flash a crack?
To be honest, it doesn't say that, but I'm guessing.
She probably did.
David Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
He's a man after my own heart.
Is he? He's after you, is he?
Yeah. My own heart. He says all he wants for Christmas is a set of non-stick pots and pans.
That's ridiculous.
Not ridiculous. That's very sensible.
That's
I imagine they'd get Le Creuset.
Can you get non-stick Le Creuset?
I don't know. Actually, I don't like non-stick pants. I'd like some Le Creuset for Christmas. Oh, it's heavy. I don't know if I can bother to carry it.
It's the postage, isn't it?
Well,
so, well, somebody who puts them out for the rubbish of the day was burnt right the way through.
Never.
It was.
It must have. They burnt the house down.
I don't know. Actually, I set up a smoke alarm yesterday just cooking sausages.
Is it like the one that we had in that flat in Edinburgh that just went off if you cooked any toast?
No, very rarely goes off. There's been a new... There's a new dinosaur being found.
Ooh, I found him as well. I mean, didn't find the dinosaur, well, but I found the story.
It's called a Dunkleosteus. A Dunkleosteus Tyrelli. And his bite force is 48,930 newtons. Which is a lot. It's approximately 50 times. It's approximately 50,000 times more than a human.
Wow. I think the remarkable thing apparently about this fish is that not only did it open, not only could it bite really hard.
Yeah.
But it could also open its mouth really quickly. Because usually you can either open your mouth slowly and then do a great big forceful chomp, or you could do a good snap in. This one could do both.
Could do both. How we know that? I have no idea.
Yeah, from fossils.
I mean, I don't know how, you know, it might have had the capacity to do it, but it didn't necessarily do it. But to me, I don't know if any of the scientists have noticed this, that looks quite like a stegosaurus.
I think it's a bit like a parrot.
And a tortoise. And a parrot.
And a parrot.
So I think somebody should check up, see if they're all in the same family. Because maybe you could somehow breed... Nature finds a way. Get some DNA from a tortoise.
And a parrot, mix it up.
And a parrot, mix it with something, like pull a bit out of this brown... Put some spunk on it. You got a new dinosaur. Jurassic Park. Could do it here.
a girl aged 4 used to have 70 fits a day, and her mum, the doctor kept going, I don't know, something to do with her diet, but her mum insisted that it was, so she'd been on this special food allergy diet, and found out she's got 113 allergies to food, so she basically, I imagine, eating pretty much nothing now, but she stopped having 70 fits a day. So
how many fits a day does she have now?
None. No fits.
But what does she eat?
I don't know. I mean, it's a very small story.
Well, no fits is good, but I wonder.
I wonder what she eats. She probably just eats brown rice and a vegetable.
Well, so
not a tomato. She's allergic to them, I reckon.
She
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
She eats the same as you, though. Maybe now she just eats cheesy pasta.
Maybe cheese and pasta are the two things she wasn't allergic to.
Lily Allen was doing a singing for MenCap, the mental health charity. Forgot her words.
That's because she's mental. Well, there's no shame in that, you know. I mean, she's young, so she probably, and she hasn't done that many songs, so she'd probably remember. Someone who's old and has done a lot of songs, you can imagine, they would forget the words. Like Elton John, he's probably got them written on his piano.
Paul Heaton always has his words with him.
Morton Harkett does too.
I think it's fair enough, there's a lot of words to remember. I don't remember all of the words. Do you?
No.
To all the Aha songs.
No.
I could probably write down most lyrics. I'd like somebody to challenge me, but I couldn't be bothered to do it unless it was a proper bet.
Yeah, I'm not going to challenge you on that one. It sounds boring. Martin's, another story Martin's pulled out, is a man's grizzled, chewed up face.
Yeah.
It's a fella who was attacked by Pitbull. He's a student. Two thieves let a Pitbull loose on him in a park. And they were like, kill him, go for the neck, they were shouting. And he has been quite mauled by it.
Yeah.
But luckily, there's a group of local councillors who rushed to his aid in Perry Bar, Birmingham. And Martin has pointed out, what are a group of councillors doing at night, hanging around in a park?
Yeah, it's not like it's the summer.
Well,
at least he went to his aid. You know, it's interesting that, because I didn't read any of the writing on that. I just looked at the picture, thought it was something to do with Abu Hamza's dead son.
It does look, there's something about the Abu Hamza in, with this matter. I think it's because he's been chewed up and a bit mauled. He also, I wasn't sure whether he had a turban on, but I think it's actually a towel that they put on his head.
Yeah.
To mop up the blood.
But it's only succeeded in making him look like Claude.
Yeah, I mean, the upshot of the story is that the thieves got away. So if you know two thieves who have suddenly got one new mobile phone, which is all they managed to get, and a scary dog with blood on its mouth, maybe bits of turban stuck in its teeth, then report to the
police. People are such bastards, aren't they?
They really are. It's true.
Crikey. This is my favourite story, I think, of the day.
We're going to peak early then.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. The most famous Scot is the Loch Ness Monster.
He's not even real. Who they are, see people around the
world. He came ahead of Robert Burns and Sean Connery. They've got nothing in Scotland, have they?
The McDonald brothers.
I mean, they've got nothing. They've got the McDonald brothers, they've got Runrig, they've got Hugh and Cry. Which is great, you know.
Deacon Blue.
Deacon
the
Blue.
Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers. That's it.
Politicians, they've done quite well.
Who?
Gordon Brown.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't live there anymore. Donald Dewar, dead.
The ginger one.
He's Welsh.
Charles Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, he's an alcoholic.
Very Scottish.
They've got nothing to be
proud of. Nuru?
Nothing.
How? Who are they asking?
I don't know.
Name your most favourite Scot. The famous Scot. Was it, like, you know, Japanese people or something?
I mean...
In which case?
In the poll was fucking William Wallace and, Krabby's Green Ginger Wine.
That's not even a person.
It was. I went out with the grandson. I went out with Gus Krabby.
Oh, that's who the survey was done for, not who. not who's in the survey.
No, he's in the survey.
Now, Ben from the X Factor, who's the one who's got long hair, plays the piano.
Yeah.
He had been in court because an ex-girlfriend of his has been forced to pay him £1,000 after she threw a tin of tuna in his piano, which is quite funny. She had good reason.
What did he do?
He ditched her for her best friend. Harsh.
And all she did was put some tuna in his piano.
She also punched the best friend. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I steal one of your boyfriends,
yeah,
I expect a punch in the face.
Yeah.
It's the least I'd expect. And I wouldn't take you to court over it, because I think I stole the boyfriend fair enough. I think her friend, Ben, they should, you know, suck it up and...
Just think, yeah, we
did a bad thing. Oh, no wonder she's angry.
Yeah, no wonder she's angry. She's hurt. Going,
let's take it to court and sting her for £1,000. But, well, he's not with her anymore, apparently, because he's now too famous.
Oh, I remember that time he ripped my ear off. I deserved it.
I've got Sadie's cabin's marker, I think she's going to put them in his scrapbook.
Cameron Diaz is commitment phobic.
Really?
You can afford to be when you're Cameron Diaz.
I think you can, yes.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Although saying that,
her and Justin Timberlake have been together for quite a long time.
4 years. She says she's not ready to marry him. Which is good, because to be honest, I don't think they're right for each other.
Do you know how much older is she than him?
She is 10 years older.
I mean, she's 34, so TikTok.
Well, apparently, according to Jeremy Vine,
shouldn't be allowed to have a baby if you're 36.
You know the man who raped his daughter, who was the chess championship?
And she's dead now.
Yeah, and he said in court, well, she had a fit in the night and I ran to her and I just happened to be naked.
And my penis slipped into her.
Basically, yeah.
Is that what he said?
Basically. Tell you what, lock him up and throw the key away. Or make him play chess in order to win...
His life. this is an exciting headline. Driver killed by 14-stone flying deer. You go, wow, they've invented a deer that's flying. It's actually a Santa or something. And then it was a deer that had been hit by another car, was catapulted into the air, and then hit this guy's car and killed him. So ultimately, a sad story. No, the deer came off badly. It wasn't flying. The man came off badly. The person who hit the deer originally, I mean, I think they're still alive, but they're going to be feeling pretty shit.
There's a man with no legs who did a car chase with the police, but a wheelchair chase. He got up to 80 miles an hour.
On his wheelchair? He should be in the Olympic team.
He should be. I don't know how far he went on for. But I wonder how the little head on the trolley would do in that kind of
Davros
thing. Or the boy with the no bones in his legs.
But no, I mean, he needs someone to push him around, so probably not.
Yeah,
so good.
The woman with no body, arms or legs, she manages fine, doesn't she?
She does, yeah.
She doesn't even have a carer. So she might have somebody at night to pop her off the trolley and into some kind of pot.
There's boys... They've been featured in the Daily Mirror.
Ugly.
You can tell they're shits, can't you?
Yeah, they look evil.
They look evil and they are evil. They're aged 11 and 12. They've both been given asbos for terrorising their neighbours. They're called Ricky and Daniel Oakley. They've been branded demon children straight from hell. But you look at the looks on their faces, they're insolent little shit. It's funny how, you know, you can pick out the ones that are naughty from a young age. You know, should we just put them down when they're kids?
Yeah, I mean, if I had a kid like that, I'd be worried about it, actually.
Well, I blame the parents.
Yeah.
It must be something to do with their upbringing, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, fucking hell. They are awful.
I know, well, I mean, we've been quite rude, but apparently they were both involved in an exploding aerosol incident last bonfire night, right. Which might explain why their faces are ugly. But they did throw the aerosol onto the bonfire, so, you know, just desserts, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've both been given our space now, so if you see any horrible children running around, doing something naughty, tell the police, because they might get put in prison then, and we're going to have to look at their stupid, ugly faces anyway.
Yeah. Sadie Frost, she went to Africa and saw some kids, a bit like David Banter. And she went, well, I won't get one because I've already got a whole
brood
myself. But what I will do is stop drinking, make my skin look more youthful and become a cover girl from Red magazine. So, well done. She looks lovely.
Just giving up drinking, eh?
Yeah.
It's a good plan. I'm going to do it soon.
Dean Gaffney got off with Dan Leaming.
Oh, dirty.
It's disgusting, though, isn't it? I mean, obviously.
Oh, look at her legs.
They're not really getting off with each other, but it doesn't look like it.
Alan Carr, not the
popular entertainer.
Popular entertainer with his dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
Not him. Alan Carr, who's the self-help guru who does your smoking and your fear of flying. He's actually just died. Well, I don't know if it's today or yesterday, but he is dead. And he died of lung cancer. He used to have a 100-a-day habit and he kicked it 23 years ago. Now you think, well, he did die of lung cancer, but at the same time, he was 72. And he'd not smoked for 23 years, so he was alright, I think. It has been, they say that because he's doing this, his method, he goes into rooms full of heavy smokers and talks to them. And a bit like Roy Castle, who played his trumpet in smoky jazz bars, Alan Carr inhales passively a lot of smoke from the people he's helping who've now killed him.
Well, his work will go on and on, I think.
Well, would it have been funnier if he'd been killed in the plane crash? I think it would have done.
Well, this isn't funny at all, is it? Do you think this is funny?
A little bit.
Why?
Because he tried to make everyone stop smoking, but then
it was too late. It just proves it was too late for him. That's what happens if you smoke 100 a day.
It's ironic, a little bit.
Do you think so?
It would have been ironic had he been killed in a plane crash, I think.
Yeah, that might have been more of a...
Yeah. It would be more of a freak accident, because anyone who knows who's read Alan Carr's accent, flying is safer than riding a donkey. Or something, I don't know. Susie always takes on a flight with her.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, I've got more Scottish news.
God bless him, go on.
Here's another famous thing from Scotland. Yeah. Whiskey.
A whiskey.
So the oldest bottle of whiskey in existence is going to be sold. At auction.
Did it belong to the Proclaimers or William Wallace?
No, but it did used to belong to the Loch Ness Monster. No, it's it was about 150 years old. It's in an unusually small bottle. It's got 400 millilitres of pale gold liquid, believed to be whiskey in it, but it could of course be urine.
Piss, yeah.
It might taste like that. Who knows? It's quite a simple label. I mean, I reckon we could fake them quite easily. But they reckon it's going to go for £10,000.
Well, quite possibly it will, but do you think they'll drink it? Or do you think it'll be some joyless motherfucker who'll put it in a cupboard?
Joyless motherfucker put it in a cupboard. Defo.
God. Brittany.
Oh, you just hit Brittany in the face.
Well, I was just slapping her on the page down. Nice yellow hat there.
Jess got a nice yellow hat.
Elton John is going to do songs with Westlife and G4.
I tell you what, he's picked up the cream of British talent there, isn't it? It's like when he did a song in Blue.
It's so that he... Because...
He wants to finger them.
Well, I was going to say anally probe. If he goes for the people that don't need it...
Yeah.
They're not going to let him
they're
do it.
They're not going to put out.
Whereas...
G4
definitely will. They'll go, oh, go on then. If it's, you know...
It helps our career.
Yeah. So that's why that's been going on. But, good on him. you know, it's tit for tat, isn't it?
Well, finger for tat. It is. Finger up the arse for tat.
Do you want to do this story?
Spies, radiation poison found at the Sheraton.
Yep, so watch out for that. Courtney Love, she's just done her third attack at Buddhism.
Bloody hell, look at her in that picture!
Yeah.
When did she start looking exactly like Joan Rivers? Oh, that's a horrible picture of her. Oh, I don't like it.
I mean, she looks a cross between Joan Rivers and Pete Burns, really.
Too much surgery is what we're saying.
Yeah, which is a shame because I'm sure, you know, she just didn't really need it, did she?
She was a bit of a moose.
Francis B.
Francis B, yeah.
Apparently
must be old there.
She's a very focused, composed young woman.
That's nice, I'm glad. Not a mental.
Francis B in it for one bean salad.
Pamela Anderson, I'm riffing the news now.
Yeah.
I'm not even reading this very much. Her and Kid Rock were split up, supposedly because he was really angry at the Borat film. I've seen the Borat film.
Yeah.
3 out of 5, don't bother. And she is like, he sees a picture of her. Borat sees a picture of her, or sees her on telly. He's watching Baywatch in the hotel room.
Right.
And he falls in love with Pamela Anderson. And then he goes across America to meet her. And there is quite a good scene at the end. I am spoiling what happens here, but it really is not much of a plot to talk of. At the end, he tries to marry her by putting a blanket over her head. And it's quite good. She's quite good in it. She comes across quite well, because you get the feeling that, you know, it's real. Well, obviously it wasn't. But apparently Kid Rock's really angry and thinks she's humiliated herself. Well, I say she did herself a favour, really.
By putting a blanket over her head, what, as in Pamela Anderson likes to be treated badly?
No, just by appearing in the film.
Dickhead.
I keep getting emails from people called punks. Is that
right? I don't know. I mean, how many people called punks do you know?
No. They just keep trying to sell me stuff.
Turkeys are pretty, aren't they?
No, turkeys are ugly. I mean, the feathers are nice, but look at the faces.
What's wrong with his face?
Oh, it's all weird and wobbly skinned. Looks like Jan Leaving's legs.
Oh, you're very cruel. One day you'll have wobbly skin.
I have already.
Well,
I keep my cupboard up.
But a turkey doesn't really have much choice. It doesn't have
a wear a turkey. A turkey, a balaclava.
You probably would, given the option. You should start making them.
I might start knitting turkey balaclavas.
Put them on eBay and then say, don't feel guilty at Christmas dinner, just put a balaclava on the turkey's head before cutting it off, and you'd have to look into its poor little eyes.
Well, you would if it was a balaclava. It's
oh, you know, gimp mask then. A gimp mask for turkeys.
And this isn't gimp mask.
Reusable gimp mask. Oh, and Prince Charles planted himself.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Do you think he's going a bit mad?
Well, he's always been a bit mad, hasn't he? He's an eccentric fella.
But do you think he's going more? I mean,
do you think he's got a porphyria?
He could have. It's funny you talk about that. Like, I was thinking about King George III before.
Were you?
Yeah.
What were you thinking? He was mental, wasn't he?
Yeah. But no, it's just a little bit earlier on that I was thinking about that.
That is interesting.
He's the most likely to have it.
Well, Charlie boy?
Yeah.
Is he? I mean, if you look at him, you go, he's the maddest one of the family.
The maddest one, and the one with the patchiest skin.
Oh.
And that's a good way of telling.
Camilla's got a nice little friend there.
She won't have it because she's not royal blood. Although, didn't her mum shag King Edward or something?
I don't know. A potato? See what I did there? I said, what, a potato? When you said King Edward? He's like a King Edward potato?
I don't understand. Is there a kind of potato?
Yeah, there's a kind of potato called King Edward.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's that look like?
A potato.
Like a king?
It looks quite like a Maris Piper, named after Billy Piper.
She doesn't look like a potato. God. Abu Hamza has lost his race hatred court appeal because everyone hates him.
And that, is that because of his race?
Mixture of race and hook.
Oh, bloody hell, we've done 25 minutes.
Ooh, Heather Mills McCartney, Mucker.
What's Mucker up to?
She's starting a campaign about landmines. Just because she's got Princess Diana's lawyer doesn't mean she has to do the same as Princess Diana. Somebody needs to tell her.
She isn't Princess Diana.
No. She could never be the Queen of Hearts.
Charlotte Tilt's taking a musical rest.
Yep.
It's a shame. What, she's not going to make more TV, is she?
She is.
Oh, I think she should go back to the music. It was better.
It was a lot better. The TV was terrible. Crazy.
I did that on karaoke, it's
so
quite good.
Bad, really?
Yeah, it's quite hard.
Do a bit now.
You think I'm crazy, think I'm stupid, must have lost my mind. There you are, mine. You really do the thing. You really feel. The thing is with karaoke, you have the words in front of you, so it's a bit easier. But it's quite hard, there's a lot of words in a short space.
Like, Mary Poppins.
Chinese chicken.
Have a drumstick and your brain starts ticking. Right.
Are we done now? Okay, that's enough.
Oh, all women will be in debt forever.
The end. Thanks for listening. I'm sure we won't be back tomorrow, will we?
No.
I'm not coming in. We're back next week. Bye!